Hey, you guys, happy Thursday. I cannot believe that it is almost Christmas. It is so crazy this month. I don't know about you guys, but this month has gone by so stinking fast. I'm like trying to shove as much like Christmas festivities into this last week as I can. Like every morning I wake up, I turn on some Christmas music, and every day when I get home, I turn on some Christmas music. So I hope you guys are enjoying the Christmas season as well, even though unfortunately it's coming to an end, but we have a couple more days. And not gonna lie, I don't take my Christmas tree down until January 1st, so I'll get an extra week of feeling the Christmas vibes. But with this year coming to an end, you know that January is right around the corner, and on January 3rd, Diet Ditchers Academy is launching. So this is just the perfect time, since I know we're gonna be setting new goals and just getting ready for, you know, they say new year, new me, and I know that's really like kind of people shame that a lot, like, oh no, you shouldn't just try to start over in January. Well, no, but on the other hand, we should always want to be better. So there is nothing wrong with having goals and setting these goals. So Diet Ditchers Academy is coming the first Monday in January, so January 3rd. So if you are ready to completely ditch diets forever, this will probably be a new goal for a lot of you. Really find food freedom. Get ready to just shed all these negative things that diet culture has taught us. Learn how to fall in love with your body. Learn all the basics of nutrition, so you can properly fuel your body and enjoy the foods that you love, because you can totally balance both and still just reach your health and your fitness goals. And like I said, you'll never have to diet again, because you'll never need to. So I feel like diets are really made for just for short-term use, and if things happen perfectly. And we all know life can get super crazy. Things like a pandemic can hit. We have all these celebrations, like when it comes to the holiday season, maybe, you know, your birthday or vacation, or maybe you'll have sad seasons in your life. And with Diet Ditchers Academy, you learn how to navigate through all of that, because life isn't perfect. There are going to be bumps in the road, and I want you guys to be completely prepared for just life, and for that not to be what detours you off. Just being your healthiest and your best self. And sometimes being your healthiest self does not mean eating perfectly. It means prioritizing your mental health, your emotional health, and then working on your physical health. So if you guys want to join the waitlist, so you know, get first access to sign up for Diet Ditchers Academy and maybe even a discount code, go ahead and go to thisismirandalee.com/DDA, as in Diet Ditchers Academy, and just put in your email and you'll be the first to know about the launch of DDA. All right, so we are gonna get this episode started. I hope you are ready to talk about calorie counting and macro tracking and how it can actually be beneficial if you are implementing it right into your lifestyle. When to know when you should actually start doing this, if ever, and also when to know when you need to stop. So that is what we're going to be talking about today. You are not going to want to miss it. Hey, you guys, welcome to the Empowered Podcast, hosted by your girl, Miranda Lee. I hope you're ready to get confident, throw away the all or nothing mindset, fully surrender to God, and strive to be 1% better every day. Don't forget, you are enough, you are worthy, and you are loved. Alrighty, let's get this party started. Alright, you guys, let's talk about counting calories and counting macros. So here's the thing. I know nowadays with this whole anti-diet culture and, you know, ditching diet culture and this body positivity movement, everyone now has been really against, you know, counting calories, dieting, and just really pushing the intuitive eating. And here's the thing, I'm the first one here to advocate for intuitive eating, but counting calories and tracking your macros is not, like, that is not bad itself if you are doing it with the right intentions, if you already have a healthy relationship with food, and you have a goal at the end of the day. So tracking calories and tracking macros can be super beneficial, but before I kind of dive into the benefits of it, I just want to say this again. If you do not have a healthy relationship with food, if you are struggling with an eating disorder, you do not and you should not be tracking your calories or your macros. It can be super detrimental if you are struggling with an eating disorder or have an unhealthy relationship with food, and it can really kind of reverse any progress that you've made. That being said, if you do have a healthy relationship with food and you want to really help, really want to be a little stricter with getting to your goals, counting your calories and tracking your macros can not only be really helpful, but it can also be just really insightful, and it can really teach you a lot. So if you guys have followed me on Instagram for a while, you know that I tracked my calories and my macros for a couple years, and it wasn't till a little over a year ago, actually last November, that I stopped tracking my calories and my macros. And the reason, there's a couple reasons why I decided to do that. One, I felt like I couldn't live life without tracking my macros and tracking my calories. I just really thought it would be good for my mental health to take a break. And it's funny because when I did decide to stop tracking my calories and my macros, it wasn't a forever thing. It was, I'm going to do this until the end of the year, and then I'll start tracking again. And I never started tracking again. And let me tell you a couple reasons why. One, it was really nice to have that, you know, that freedom and not to be obsessed with tracking calories and tracking my macros. But also, I've done it for such a long time that I kind of knew what my body needed to kind of hit my macros and my calories in a more intuitive way. So tracking those calories was so insightful for me that I knew how to get enough protein in for the day. I knew how to get enough calories in. And that was kind of one of the reasons why I started tracking my calories, is that I wanted to make sure I was actually getting enough calories, because I did struggle with kind of feeling guilty and not eating enough. So by tracking my calories and my macros, I was able to kind of use numbers to slowly increase my calories so my body could adjust without it leading to weight gain. I just want to say that I did a lot of research. I do have my degree in, applied health science, and which is kinesiology. So I'm a certified personal trainer. So I have this background in, nutrition. So if you are looking at, maybe doing a cut or doing a bulk or learning how to properly, like, you know, reverse diet, so increase your calories, I'd highly suggest either, you know, working with me, certified personal trainer and health coach, or, you know, reaching out to someone else, maybe even like a registered dietitian or a nutritionist, someone who really knows how to do it. So while I do have my education in this, I also did go through a little bit of trial and error. But anyways, like I was saying, it was beneficial for me to count my calories and track my macros. And it was really beneficial for me because I had some intense goals. That's when I started powerlifting, And my issue was I wasn't getting enough protein. I wasn't getting enough carbs. I needed to make sure I was hitting a certain number of calories. So with me tracking my macros and tracking my calories, I had a goal in mind. I wanted to do really well in my powerlifting meet. I wanted to, you know, stay in a certain weight class. And I was able to do that. I will say at my peak of, you know, fitness and how I looked aesthetically, that was definitely my peak, was tracking my macros. But a lot of things did suffer. So, you know, going out to eat, I did have to be a lot more conscious about what I was ordering so I can make sure I was tracking it. You know, not being able to be as lenient with the food I was eating. But here's the thing. When you have these big goals, like I did with my powerlifting, and I was really wanting to put on more muscle, I wanted to, you know, take off fat. You know, I was doing these in two separate time periods. So, you know, going through a proper cut and a proper bulk. You know, I had these big goals, but these were not goals I was going to do forever. I think a lot of people forget that. They think that they have to, you know, track their calories and track their macros forever. They have to intuitively eat forever. We need to stop having that mindset. I know right now that I don't have the exact same body as when I was tracking my macros, but I did set this really great base for myself. So now I can intuitively eat. I'm still reaching my health and fitness goals. Like, you guys, I was able to compete in a strongman competition and I was not tracking my calories or macros, and I still did really well. And it's because I had this base with, you know, powerlifting and tracking my calories and my macros before. With that being said, you do not have to track your calories or your macros to be able to hit your health and fitness goals. I just want you guys to know that, like, tracking is not, like, the devil. It's not the enemy. And I know that, like, right now with this, you know, anti-diet movement and body positivity movement, they kind of make it seem like that. And I don't want you guys to think that. I don't want us to have that all or nothing mindset. So I'll go over real quick some of the pros and cons of counting macros. So the pros is if you have a really specific goal, like maybe if you are competing in like a bodybuilding competition or a powerlifting meet or a triathlon or, you know, anything like competitive of that nature, tracking your calories and your macros can be super helpful to make sure that you are getting enough protein, you're getting enough carbs, you're getting enough calories, that you're getting the proper amount of energy. And, you know, especially with bodybuilding, you know that they go through some major cuts that at the end of the day, they're not the healthiest, but these are something that they don't do very often. And they're doing it, I guess you can say, the right way, where, you know, they increase their calories over time, they do that bulk, and then they do that cut. So tracking your calories and macros can be super beneficial when you have a goal like that. Another pro is that it kind of, you kind of have a better base for going into intuitive eating. So yeah, tracking your calories and macros can, you know, be helpful because you'll know kind of what you need to eat to kind of hit your daily calories, to make sure you're getting enough protein. So it can be super helpful in that way. And like I said, if you wanted to go through a bulk, a cut, a maintenance, a reverse diet, if you don't know what those are, I have a podcast episode about that, or you can work with me and we can definitely go through that. It can be like, you will see progress a lot faster because nutrition is super important, but you do not need it. That being said, let's go into kind of the cons of tracking. Can be like if you aren't doing it correctly and you are really under eating and really restricting your calories, you're not going to get the benefits of calorie counting. Like that's not the point of counting your calories. It's really an educational purpose and to to help you reach your goals. If you notice that you are literally tracking calories to see like how low you can go and how little you can eat to lose most weight, that is very, very unhealthy. Super unhealthy, red flag. You should not be doing it. Another con is that people can definitely be obsessive about it. They can, you know, just rely on it too much, kind of how I did at the end of my like powerlifting training stuff was, you know, I was definitely too obsessed with it. And then also it's like, sometimes if you have that all or nothing mindset, you don't know how to properly get off of calorie counting. So how I did it actually is, since I was calorie counting for, you know, every day of the week, all the time, I would start adding in some intuitive eating days. So I would do, you know, maybe Tuesday, Thursday as an intuitive eating day. Those are days where I wouldn't track my calories, but then the next day I'd go back in. I do not suggest picking your intuitive eating days right off the bat as weekend days. You know, I'm not saying don't do it, but you might have like that all or nothing mindset of like, oh, it's the weekend. With me in the beginning, I was picking a Tuesday, a Thursday, or like a Monday, Wednesday or something to add in my intuitive eating, because I didn't, it just kind of like got me away from that all or nothing mindset. Like, it was just a regular day of the week I was going to start intuitive eating. And then over time I started, you know, intuitive eating to every day of the week. So if you are someone who's like, maybe I should start calorie counting or tracking my calories, first of all, I would suggest working with someone who knows what they're doing and can help you, so, you know, you're not really wasting your time, and make sure you're doing it right. And a lot of the times when you are actually, especially if you're someone who's like been a chronic dieter and you start tracking your calories, you'll be like, whoa, I didn't know I was allowed to eat this much. And it can be super beneficial, you guys. You might end up eating more than you thought, really being able to sculpt your body basically the way that you want to, put on muscle, maybe lose fat, depending on, you know, what your coach is doing with you. So it can be super beneficial. And like I said, it can really like lay a framework for how you should be eating. But I highly recommend working with someone who knows what they're doing and can help you do this in the most healthy way. But, you know, I really want you to be in tune with yourself and be your biggest advocate. Is this something that you are kind of getting obsessed about? If you are not tracking your calories, are you like completely quote unquote falling off the wagon? So if you do want to start maybe counting calories or tracking your macros, I want you to ask yourself a couple questions. Like, first of all, do you actually know what you're doing? Have you done the proper research? Second of all, like, how are you determining this? Like, you shouldn't just download a calorie counting app and just start like just pick on, like, first of all, that, you guys, those apps, when you put in your weight and your height and stuff, they'll give you a number of calories. They are not accurate, okay? The calories suggested on those apps are not accurate. Please, please, please do not listen to them. There's so many more factors, like your activity level, your body fat percentage, your goal. There's so many things that go into determining the proper calorie count, and the app just literally will ask you like, oh, what's your height, what's your weight, what's your goal weight, and how active are you? And it'll like tell you calories, and it's always super low. So do not listen to those apps. Please, please, please hire someone or do an intensive amount of research yourself. But maybe this is something that you could start implementing, maybe just a couple days a week, to really kind of get an idea. And that way you can be like, oh, whoa, I'm really not getting enough protein, or I'm really getting a lot of fats and not a lot of carbs. You know, like, it's just understanding your diet a little better. But also, like I was saying before I got off track, Like, what is your goal? Like, what are the reasons why you decided you wanted to count your calories or count your macros? If you are going to it and your why is, oh, I want to lose weight, no, that's not a good why. Like I've said a million times in this podcast, you guys work with someone, like work with a professional, work with a coach, work with a personal trainer, a nutritionist, a dietitian, work with someone who can really help you. Because if someone just came to me and said, I want to lose weight, I probably wouldn't say, all right, let's track your calories or track your macros. If you came to me and you said, you know, I have this competition I want to work for, I want to make sure that I am eating for my performance, you know, maybe we'd work on your calories. If you maybe came in and said, like, you know, I've been lifting a lot, I want to do a proper bulk, then a cut, then reverse diet, you know, like, there's nothing wrong with like wanting to work on your body for like aesthetic reasons, but it's like it shouldn't be your everything and your all. Like, it can totally be a challenge to see what you can do with your body, and you know, along with cutting and bulking and stuff. But I feel like people like to jump into that right away, like, oh, I want to do a cut or I want to lose weight. And there's so much stuff they need to do beforehand. They need to make sure that they have a healthy relationship with food. They need to make sure that they have a good frame and a good base. Like, I feel like counting calories and counting your macros is kind of like an intermediate to advanced level thing. And a lot of people like haven't even gone through the beginning steps or the beginner steps. So like I said, if counting calories is maybe something that you want to do, then work with someone. That's fine. I don't want you guys thinking that counting calories is some horrible, unhealthy thing. Because if you do it correctly, it can totally be healthy. It can totally be beneficial. But a lot of the times nowadays, people are doing it for the wrong reasons. They're obsessing about it. They're trying to see how low of calories they can go. And there's so many things in life that if you do it right, it can actually be great for you. But people just aren't doing it right. And calorie counting and macro tracking is definitely one of them. So if you maybe want to see if that is right for you, like, definitely reach out to me. You can do one-on-one coaching, you know, based off of your goals. We can see if calorie counting and macro tracking is right for you. But like I said in the beginning, if you do not have a healthy relationship with food, you have to conquer that first. So, you know, maybe you want to take Diet Ditcher's Academy first, really focus on healing your relationship with food, and then you can take the next step with me. And if you're struggling with this, like, pray about it, you guys. Pray about it. Maybe even reach out to me and, you know, send me a little voice message on Instagram telling me, like, I'm not sure where I'm at. But a lot of the times, if you're not sure where you're at, you're probably not ready for calorie counting and macro tracking. Like I said, that's kind of an intermediate to advanced level thing to do. And you got to make sure your mind is right. So I hope that this episode was informative and helpful for you guys. If your brain is like, just really like, oh my gosh, I don't know. Should I start doing it? You guys, it's not a big deal. Keep intuitively eating. You can still hit your goals and stuff without tracking calories or macros. The point of this episode was basically to tell you that it's not horrible. That everything can be beneficial if you're doing it right, including intuitive eating and including calorie tracking and macro counting. So I hope you guys have a great day, and I hope that your Christmas and your Christmas Eve and whatever holidays you guys spend are great. And remember that Jesus is the reason for the season. If you guys do enjoy this podcast, please, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. Just scroll to the bottom, you know, leave me a written review. That would be so awesome. And I really appreciate it. And I will see you guys in the next episode.